So now, as we finish looking at immunity and blood, we need to think about the role of the cell membrane, proteins, and homeostasis. Remember, they are our three key concepts. So let's think about them one by one. And let's start thinking about the role of proteins in cell membranes. Well, gosh, there are so many roles that proteins have in cell membranes. When we talk about the immune system, we've got our MHC, major histocompatibility complex protein markers that we find on ourselves, cells type 1 and type 2, identifying ourselves as self. We also have our helper and cytotoxic T cells, which have their protein markers embedded in the cell membrane. They have CD4 proteins and CD8 proteins, which identify them as helper or cytotoxic cells. They also have additional protein receptors, which you will find in their cell membranes, which are able to bind to the self plus foreign antigens. And we have B cells, which have antibodies embedded in their cell membranes, so that they can also identify foreign antigens. When we talk about other proteins involved in blood and immunity, again, there are so many of them. We've got antibodies, we've got complement proteins, their role in fighting bacteria, we've got interferon and its role in fighting viruses. We have, of course, all the protein factors, which are blood clotting factors, many, many of them in the intrinsic and extrinsic blood clotting mechanisms. And then when we think about homeostasis and the importance of homeostasis, particularly when we think about blood, well, we've obviously got the platelet plug mechanism, which has very important positive feedback mechanisms. And then we've got the production of red blood cells, erythropoiesis, which is a good example of a negative feedback mechanism, as you want to keep constant oxygen values in the blood. So those are just some of the effects that you find from studying the main themes that are running through our course.